You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
You are on 95BFM and we will be chatting to Lawrence Arabia just after this. It's Cecily.
Psychically, I stare into your head. See a slice of wholemeal bread. This means you're hungry. I predict the moment of your birth. When you were washed up on the earth, it is your birthday. Cecily, I have telepathy. It means I know where you'll be staying. The games that you are playing. And I predict you'll soon fall for me. Cecily, I sense you wanting me.
That was Lawrence Arabia with Cecily, and we've got Lawrence Arabia in the studio. Morena, how are you?
Morena, what a coincidence.
What a coincidence. It's like we set that up or something. How is it going?
It's good. I'm a little bit dusty, as I've alluded to privately just before.
Oh, fair. That would be because you had a nice time at Mac DeMarco last night.
Yeah, it was fun. Yeah, but I got a little bit too excited.
I love the honesty, though.
Hey, it's BFM. That's what we're here for. It's also still basically the holidays for most people, so I think that's 100% acceptable.
I'm sure people will empathise somewhat, although yeah. I should be being very professional to come and do my promotional duty.
Hey, you're here. That's professionalism, you know, to a T. We are talking, of course, about all the fantastic things that are happening this weekend with you and Holly Fulbrook, a.k.a. Tiny Ruins. You're doing a gig, solo and together, at the Lee Sawmill Cafe. What's this about?
I don't know. It's just, I mean, what's any gig about?
Exactly. Music.
yeah. It just seemed like a nice thing to do.
You've both been working interestingly in the last year because you've put out records and then you've kind of done reworkings of them in this sort of like acoustic or solitary way. You've been on the back of a tour basically just on your own. How's that been?
It's been great because I've been playing it all on piano, which is, I guess it is my first instrument, but it's not a very... Well, it hasn't been a good... I don't want to downplay my piano playing. I should be up talking my piano playing, but I've really worked hard on playing piano for this tour. Like, I had to really learn.
Yeah.
Like, normally when I play a solo tour, I basically just rock up.
Yep.
And
bring your guitar.
Yeah, bring my guitar. But in this case, I've actually had to go... I was going into my studio and rehearsing, like, an hour a day for kind of weeks.
Awesome.
Yeah, so it's been a cool challenge and it's become this kind of weird cabaret thing, the solo tour anyway. Mm-hmm. I don't think I'm going to do this on Sunday night because it would take up Holly's time.
I'm imagining when you say a weird cabaret, I'm imagining like a spangled shirt.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really know what a cabaret is, so but I think it's sitting down at a piano telling jokes.
Yeah.
Telling stories, and I've ended up being telling these stories about my life, which is... of some shameful moments in my life, which is kind of different to my normal shows, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, I normally talk about shameful moments, but it's not specifically the theme of the whole show. So, that tour has been fun. And, yeah, Holly has been doing these beautiful solo. I mean, she's been touring for months and months.
Yeah, she's really been all over the world, basically. And you've been to Europe as well in the last year, is that right?
Yeah, I had a tour in Europe in June with a band of two Spaniards and Ryan McFunn from the Ruby Suns, who lives in Oslo. So we kind of... It was cheaper than flying a band. But they're a really good band. So
that's awesome. Yeah. Well, I find it quite interesting you're talking about shameful moments and stuff. The Singles Club is such a fascinating project because you did drip feed it to us for ages and then put it out as a record. And it is a bunch of sort of vignettes, I guess, about modern life, for want of a less cheesy way of putting it. What was driving that writing? Did you have an idea of a full project in your head when you started it, or did you just go, here's a song and I'm going to put it out?
That was pretty much the latter, but then it did develop a kind of... I could sense the theme developing as I started writing more songs, and that was helpful because it's kind of hard to just go into a room with an empty brief and with no idea what to do. So it did help in that regard, having that theme. I mean, it seemed like a pretty compelling, obvious theme at the moment. Well, in 2018, but I think still probably.
I would say still probably even more so now, perhaps. Yeah.
Yeah. It did develop in that way, and so I intended to have the singles be so completely discreet and wildly different, but it did end up feeling like I slowly developed a theme throughout the course, and I think it sits together as an album. Album.
Totally, yeah. I like the graphics that you have for the Singles Club. How did they come about? They're sort of these lovely simple line kind of drawings, really.
My girlfriend, Anne's Taylor, did them. She's a very talented graphic designer. but their images, based on they're kind of just thematically related to each of the songs, and then we tie them together with this photographic concept at the end for the album. But yeah, each of the objects represents something in the song.
Yeah, no, I think they're lovely, and I think it ties it back into the kind of like the day-to-dayness of the tracks, which is what I love about that whole record as well. And Holly's record, of course, is gorgeous and expansive and very different to your own, but I can imagine they're going to sit very nicely together on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, it's lovely singing with her. We just got together the other day and played through some songs, and I mean, doing anything with Holly's great. And yeah, her record is so beautiful.
Mm. Lush, I think, is the word I've heard lots of people use around it, which is a very good word for it. So you will be doing some songs together as well. That's where I'm sure the solo and together bit comes in.
Absolutely, yeah.
Is it going to be a bit of each of your own sort of catalogue reworked?
Yeah, I don't want to go and... I mean...
No spoilers?
I don't want to spoil it, but... Yes, we will play some songs together.
Excellent. Well, shall we finish on Everything's Minimal, which is your track that, of course, features Tiny Ruins. I did want to ask you about the video for this, which is very not safe for work. How did that come about? Because it's quite wild.
I had this idea to have, because it's kind of, the song's kind of about people who have these immaculately curated lives. And, you know, everything seems perfect on their Instagram feeds.
Mm-hmm.
And whether that's to the exclusion of actual emotional connection or... So I had this concept of just having people, these kind of shots of people standing in these beautiful Instagram photos, but basically like moving Instagram photos.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to my friend Lauren Taylor, who directed the video, and then she came up back with this concept, and it was basically... that idea, but with people shagging.
Which is exactly what it is. And it is brilliant, because I think it completely disrupts that Instagram curation beautiful feed thing. So it's great. If you've got time today and not maybe in your office, that's a good video to go and watch. Thank you so much, Lawrence Arabia, for coming into the studio. I think it's going to be a wonderful gig with you in Tiny Ruins on Sunday at the Lee Sawmill Cafe. People can grab tickets through tickettailor.com, I believe. And I hope it goes really well.
Thank you.
Arabia with Everything's Minimal, including Tiny Ruins' fantastic track that, and you can catch both Tiny Ruins and Lawrence Arabia solo and together at the Lee Sawmill Cafe this Sunday evening. General admission tickets are $42 and you can get those through tickettailor.com, and the doors open at 7 p.m. It's going to be a wonderful gig, so go for a nice drive, have a lovely weekend up at a beach and finish off at a fantastic gig. Seems like a good way to ease yourself back into the working year.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.